2025 has arrived. Wildcat Nation, happy new year. This is a new episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Once again, Wildcat Nation, a very blessed happy new year to all K-State Nation. Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast. We cover all things K-State sports, football, men's basketball, women's basketball, volleyball, women's sports, and of course, men's sports as well, golf and all that other stuff as well. Yeah, just throwing that out there as well. It's your very first time listening to this podcast on the new year, 1st of January, 2025. We thank you for stopping by, giving us a listen, wherever you're listening to this today. This will come out. I will go ahead and record, knock this out, put it on there, and get it out there. And then while I'm out this afternoon, it will be posted up this around lunchtime. So definitely, it's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you for stopping by and giving us a listen today. If you like this podcast, if you like what you're hearing, definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast, like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell. That means you get notified every time we post an episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. Man, and of course, damn it, I need to talk to Alex here and see we're going to go on tomorrow night over on the Podbean channel, which, if you're wondering, what the hell is that? Well, Podbean app, where we cover bonus content on the Pearl Project Podcast, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast. We've been over, it's been a hiatus now, but I'm actually hoping to get some over there, even if it's just me over there, because we got weather coming here in KC, snowstorm. As we're in, unfortunately, January. anyway, it's 2025, brand new start to the year. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. Greier, the number 3 Eddie apostrophe S podcast for more bonus coverage over there with the weather situation. I am not sure. I'm circling. If it's not tomorrow night, it's going to be definitely next week, the first Monday of the new year. Myself and Alex Dayton will go on there and get you squared away the latest what's going on with Kansas State sports. Home, Manhattan, Kansas out there, home to Casey University. And yes, I know I'm kind of rambling all over the place a little bit because it is first of the year and just wanted to share the new basis of this podcast we've been going on since COVID year, and just kind of want to take a quick look back a little bit. I know I'm going to miss some moments, and I'm probably going to come back to it this month, and then after this month's over, or January, then we're going to press on forward, because obviously we still have men's and women's basketball on tap. Track and field are going to be happening here in a couple weeks, indoor. Not outdoor. Indoor season will be starting up for K-State at home. Manhattan, Kansas, in that brand new indoor facility. You're going to have, I think that's going to be pretty much it. And then as we enter in the spring, you have tennis, women's and men's golf come back to the table. Baseball, one of the moments of the year. Last year, this baseball team, is something else. We didn't think that Pete Hughes, the head coach of the baseball team, the manager, I don't know why we call it head coach, but, you know, it is what it is. But Pete Hughes, the manager of the K-State baseball, right, we wrote him off. And they went on a run, nearly ending up in the College World Series just to win short. One of the more remarkable runs of the year. If you're talking about the big three, football, men's and women's basketball, we're combining them, and K-State baseball gave us a run. I know football, we just got wrapped up. Any more epic comebacks in K-State school history on the football side, kind of putting on a cap to 2024 senior counting year for K-State there. Dylan Edwards leading the way there over Rutgers in that game where I thought we were pretty much done for in that game, but K-State checked off their fourth come-from-behind win of the K-State football season. So you have that, another 9-win season for Chris Klieman in them. So there's that, you have that. Let's see, men's basketball was a little bit of this, was, you know, kind of, you know, you know. And then, you know, with the year coming into the fall season, you're thinking, you know, with the pieces they add, I mean, look, I'll be honest. I didn't think, you know, that, you know, roster management's not a factor. You know, these guys that Drum Tanks got, you know, they're gonna be pretty solid. Well, you know, they're having little issues, you know, on and off the court, getting into gelling and all that. But if the Cincinnati upset win, you know, doesn't help the cause of that, I don't know what is. But what a big win for Drum Tang and that basketball team on Monday night, getting that win over there, making big plays, especially in the second half, when you had to have those plays to knock off a really good Cincinnati team who's already at 10 wins. K-State, though, they still got a lot of work to do to dig themselves out of a 6-5 non-con schedule. So there's that. Women's basketball, oh, baby, expectations from 2024 all the way to this year, 2025. K-Women's basketball, Jeff Mitty, head coach of the women's basketball team, Pete Hughes, baseball manager, head coach of the team, Jerome Tang on the men's basketball side, and you have Chris Kleiman. Just got wrapped up with another season, full season, as head coach of the K-State football team. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Going to review a little bit. So keep pulling out some key spots, bright moments, and moments back in 2024. Eddie Greer, host of this Kansas State podcast, a grad of K-State back in 2013. Of course, now current alum. And, of course, my co-host over on the Podbean app, Alex Aiden, K-State grad as well, and alum as well. I believe Alex Aiden, I always play it safe with him because I believe he graduated in 2015 there as well. So, there you go on that. So Jeff Mitty, this team was able to host both rounds. Well, Bramlage was able to host both the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament last year. And K-State was able to host, never been done before. The women's basketball team was able to get home games. They're able to get by the first round opponent, but not able to get around the second round opponent, which is current conference opponent, Colorado. Eliminated K-State from the NCAA tournament. Women's basketball, talking about side, not the men, because men did not make the NCAA tournament last year. They made the NIT and got bounced in the first round. But, yeah, that was devastating to see them watch them lose in your own building. So, this year, starting in fall of 24, now we're into the new year of 2025. Still a lot of expectations and, as I'm sitting here right now, I think they played Houston last night again. bad podcasting. But I'm going to go ahead and check that while I'm talking. But it just, look, this team, Aoka Lee, Serena Sundell, Jalen Glenn, Zanna Walker, Tamira Poindexter, one of the newly transfers over to this team. We shouldn't call it new anymore. but this team has, you know, the opportunity to really, really, really do something special this year. This team was picked to win preseason Big 12 champs. Let's call it what it is. Pick number one preseason in the Big 12, right? And they've dismantled opponents this year, for the exception of Duke, their lone loss so far to this point. So, and of course, I believe they're playing. I don't see anything. I'm looking on my computer, that's on my laptop here. Hold on. Yeah, they play Houston. Let me see. I know it's probably. Let's see. Yeah, they play today. Yep. I kind of figured they play today. So we'll have right off the bat, we'll have our first postcast of 2025 come out tomorrow at some point, probably tomorrow night. They play Houston 4-8. Got a little preview as well up on here. As well, 4-8, 0-1, K-State women's basketball team, 13-1 to this point. And they got their first conference win over Cincinnati, like the men's basketball team did. So sweeping Cincinnati on the basketball front. Awesome on that as well. This game will be on ESPN Plus later on. Here in a couple hours. So I'm going to be done with my track workout here, or I should say tempo/track workout here. When I get done with this, and then I will run obviously come back here to the EG3 crib and watch this basketball game here. Houston 4-8 on the year there. Chelsea Reber and Austin Ivan will have the call of this game. This will be on ESPN Plus. This will be out exactly around lunchtime, so it'll be a couple hours before tip off. And Brooke Kirchhoffer is the sideline reporter. Of course, you can hear Brian Smoller and Randy Peterson on the K-State Sports Network. And it's going to be on Sirius XM channel 160 or 199 as well. Houston, K-State, undefeated. I hope I don't jinx them. I hope I don't jinx them. 3-0 against Houston. This will be K-State's first game down in at Houston in the series, and Jeff Mitty is 12-6 in his career against Houston in a 2-0 mark, of course, at his time here at Kansas State. So there's that going down here in a couple hours with K-State women's basketball, 13th ranked team in the country. Actually, excuse me, 12th ranked in the country, taking on Houston later on this afternoon, just after lunchtime. There, we'll have a postcast. I'm not going to record it tonight. I'll record it in the morning for you guys to listen to in the evening tomorrow night. So that'll be our first postcast of the new year. And, of course, for those of you new KSA Nation to this podcast, of course, we do postcasts after, mostly after every game. We hope that, but we've been doing a good job of that this year. So we try to do a postcast after every game, whether that's reaction to football or volleyball, women's volleyball under Jason Mansfield. Jason Mansfield wrapping up his second season at K-State as the women's head volleyball coach as well. Saw some struggles early on in the year, and then the K-State women's volleyball really picked it up there in the middle of the season with some big wins. And it kind of tailed off at the end of the year. Leah Carter, Izzy had some big moments. A lot of ladies, Ella Larkin, to name a few, had some great individual moments this year, especially Leah Carter, obviously, as well as her time at K-State came to close there as well. Obviously, women's golf, men's trying to rebound or in a rebuilding mode. Women's golf taking a step forward there. Of course, Carla Bernard, the leader of that team, very skilled and talented there as well. Track and field getting a new head coach with Travis Gopher and their assistant winning the Olympic gold. And I apologize, I don't know her name top of the head right now. You had that. Just running down some things. Women's rowing. I think women's rowing won a couple of medals at some of their meets this past year. Men's golf and a rebuild said that. Track and field, I know I'm missing one. Football. I want to bounce back to that real quick before we close this thing out. Chris Kleiman, another 9-1 season. K-State joining the likes of Oregon, Ohio State. We'll be playing later in the nightcap. Notre Dame. Let's see. Alabama, who lost to Michigan yesterday. let me see. Hold on. I know I'm leaving a couple out. Those are some. Clemson, they're joining that tier, winning 9 games in a row in the last 3 seasons. As much as we gave Chris Kleiman and the coaching staff a lot of grief on this podcast, a lot of hard times on this podcast, which rightfully so, from this year, he on the kind of the outlook of it all on the cover photo, then has done a great job with the football team, and now enters the offseason after that comeback win over Rutgers this week. The Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports, and get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, or have a chance to record K-State content if you're new to the podcast. Again, thank you for stopping by and giving us a listen here on the new year, first of January 2025. If you like what you're hearing, I would advise you to go ahead and hit that subscribe button, like, subscribe, even leave us a rating. That will help us out as well, reach other K-State fans as well, whether you're living in the KC metro area or back in Manhattan or anything or anywhere outside of that or anywhere else in between, like Lawrence and everything else like that. Yes, I said Lawrence on the K-State podcast. But yes, go ahead, do that as well, and you'll be notified when you hit that alarm bell every time we post an episode every day of this podcast. Well, that's us. I just want to come on here, well, on the mic, and to kind of to highlight some of the highlights from the K-State Athletic Calendar Year in 2024. And we're going to begin the calendar year athletically in 2025 with the women's basketball team, 12th ranked in the nation, on the road, taking on Houston here in a couple hours. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. This has been the first episode of the new year, 2025. Another episode in the books of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. We'll be talking to y'all throughout the rest of the week. Go Cats.